When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, Blues, and welcome to a special mini edition of the Toffee Web podcast that is all to do with the new Everton Stadium and specifically what the club are calling the seasonal bar offerings that will be available to supporters at Browning Moor Dock. The club kindly invited representatives of the various Everton fan media outlets to the Experience All showroom at the Royal Liver Building last week, and our very own Paul Trail was lucky enough to go along and check it out. I gather from your reaction, Paul, when you got back that you were pretty impressed by the presentation and what's going to be available to fans at the new ground. So why don't you tell us about your day, what you saw and what you were told about all?
Yeah, thank you, Lyndon. Yeah, it was it was really good. I've got to say, really, really impressive. It was great. Thank you for sending us along. It was a really, really great experience. It was in the Liver Buildings at the Everton office. I'd never been there before, so I was always a little bit intrigued to see what that was like anyway. But they developed this like showroom, so to speak, which is quite very immersive, which goes through the whole sort of stadium and what it's, you know, at various parts of what it's going to look like and how it's, you know, and all sorts of things about how it's going to work. So the the guys Darren, Vicky, Luke at Everton are really, they're doing, yeah, they know the stuff so well, which I think would be quite reassuring for the Evertonians. They can answer any question you've got on it. They're so passionate about the project, which is really, really good. I think safe to say Everton have done a lot wrong over a number of years now, but this is one thing they're clearly getting very, very right in terms of the way they're developing this stadium, and it's looking incredible. So yeah, we went up to the floor and they got this sort of like an Everton wall there, like with like it, which is cool. It's one of, you could just look, you've seen them sort of what do you call the Everton mishmash things. You probably see, yeah, I think a lot of them have got one of them.
Yeah,
and,
still.
When you look at it, you've probably got one, and you still see things when you, yeah, every time you look at it. I go, oh, it's a bit like that. And obviously I was only there, for, you know, looking at this thing for maybe like 10 minutes or so. And just like so many things, you're like memories and history of Everton, programs laid out from like sort of, you know, like Dixie Dean, like through to, you know, Rapid Vienna in the Cup Winners' Cup and all that. They're the framed, like iconic images. I don't want to, there's a few like freeze frames of your favourite goal of Stephen Pienaar against Arsenal, and invokes, and get, yeah, we've got some photos we're able to share on that, and just invokes so many memories. It looks incredible. So, and then you take you through this, I think Davin said, like, you're ready for goosebumps, and he took you through to this sort of like little mini cinema, and you get to get like a massive sort of, obviously massive screen, and it's like you've probably seen the sort of like virtual sort of fly through of what the stadium looks like with some players on the pitch and all that, and they score a goal. So you'd seen that before on your laptop, but experiencing that on a massive screen with surround sound was like, really was like, he wasn't lying, and it was goosebumps. It was just, you really start to imagine, you really start to believe, wow, we're here very soon. and that's the thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's so close now, yeah.
It's about a year away. Yeah, it's not long to go at all. So, yeah, it showed you like a 3D model of the stadium and where the hospitality would be and all that. But and where the away supporters are, which is away tucked away in the corner, very much like the Tottenham Hotspur ground. And then you could get a sort of view of where the stadium was, a 17 and a half minute walk from the Albert Dock, which doesn't sound too bad actually, does it? So that's pretty good.
No, I've done it. It's not that far.
Yeah. I mean, Vicky there and the thing said she did it in high heels in 17 and a half minutes. So,
there you go.
So yeah,
just
so
double that for, you know, if you're staggering, walking diagonally, sampling all the bars.
Yeah, maybe give yourself like 35 minutes or something like that to get through that. And then it was through to the other bit, and you got to sit in like they set out like the best seat in the house. So it was like and this is where they're sort of the showcase in the hospitality section. So this was like the very premium hospitality area, which is what I didn't see a lot about that. But you managed to sit in like a really like beautiful padded seat and just experience on how the game would be. And yeah, the Sky Sports screen in front of you. And they put like a virtual reality headset on you, and you could just literally look around and just like see literally what it would look like taken in, exactly how it's going to look.
Oh, wow.
It was just absolutely very, very
that
fortunate.
That must have been cool.
Yes, it was tough to give the headset back. It was just such a really nice experience there. But just like some of the general talk. I mean, they have worked quite closely with Tottenham in sort of looking at this. But one thing it just made you think afterwards. One thing, like, there's probably not many, there probably won't be another stadium, new built stadium like this in the Premier League within the next decade or so. Realistically, if you think about the other teams that are around, I mean, Arsenal don't need one, Man City don't need one, Liverpool are rebuilding as it is, Spurs have obviously just got one, Old Trafford, we don't really know what they're going to do with that. They need to do some work and that, but, you go in and rebuilding a 75,000 associated stadium seems a bit unrealistic within the next decade. So, you know what I mean? So there's not really many, Newcastle possibly, but it seems all like, so Everton, this stadium's really going to be pioneering in terms of like being, literally the best in the league. You know what I mean? In terms of facilities and in terms of everything that they got there and development, to be on par with White Hart Lane or Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So it's really... we've seen it being grown, we've seen this develop, we've seen the drone footage, we've seen everything that's going about. Now that I've had a little bit of an insight, and as this is getting rolled out, coming up very soon, everyone's going to see a lot of this sort of insight that I've been lucky enough to see, and it does blow you away. It really is going to be absolutely fantastic, and the guys are doing a brilliant job there I think there's no stones unturned. I don't think they're really thinking about making it really something which Evertonians everything that they want and all like the sort of the things which are important to Evertonians, they really fought it through when it comes to this. So I was able to catch a few words there with Luke Shannon at the who works in the sort of sales at the for the Everton new stadium, and there's just a few words here to go through the sort of new sort of bar areas there. He talks a little bit about how it all came about and all that. So I think we've got a little clip here to share, which I guess we could dive right into.
I'm Luke. I'm from the new stadium team at Everton Football Club. Just to take you through what we're currently about to launch, which is our seasonal bar experiences at the new stadium. So we've got two different areas which is available. We have one which is Trinity Place Bar, which is on the east stand. So to give you a bit of perspective, the east stand is the stand as soon as you walk through the dock walls. Yeah, that's the area that's immediately facing you. Now Trinity Place Bar, this is more of a contemporary football focused social bar. You'll be able to see on some of the images that we'll send across. It's a very Evertonianised bar in the sense of a lot of sort of blue and white. Now you might think that's obviously typical being the stadium and Everton Football Club, but we have got other areas within the stadium which are a nod to the sort of Docklands environments, the Docklands area where we are going to be located. So Trinity Place Bar has got stunning pitch views, so your elevation is sort of central in line with the enclosure seats that we have over in the West End. You would have one complimentary street food item per match, and you have selected beer, wine, and soft drinks on the house pre-match and at half-time. Padded seats, as I say, with close proximity to the halfway line. And then we go to the West End, so that brings us on to Village Street. So Village Street is a multi-establishment area as opposed to a traditional hospitality area, which is usually fundamentally four walls, one large room, whether it be a bar, a restaurant, or a lounge. Village Street is multi-establishment, so within that one membership, you can access Dixie Sports Bar, Kendall's Social Bar, the Queen's Head, or a fan name pub. Now, the experience within Village Street, it's got identical food and beverage packages, what you would get in Trinity Place Bar. These are higher seats, slightly higher up than what you would have in Trinity Place Bar. Padded seats again, but again, close proximity to the halfway line. The area within Village Street, we've got a lot of nods to our past, obviously Kendall's and Dixie's, but the Queen's Head, in case anyone doesn't know, that was the name of the pub where we were named Everton Football Club from St Domingo's on a street called Village Street, which is still there on Everton Brow.
Yeah, we were just lucky enough to get a little tour around the whole showroom from Luke, and it's absolutely superb. And we're really interested to hear about the Queen's Head. Some of the guys from the Everton Heritage Society will know a lot more about that than us. And I think they had a little bit to do with the input for that, is that right? And when you see the CGIs, etc., it's all very synonymous with that, isn't it? With how it would supposedly would have looked a little bit back then.
Definitely. You know, within, again, this village, we've mentioned before that this has been designed with our fans' rituals in mind. You know, whether it be a sports bar, a social bar, or traditional pubs, you know, whether our fans are going to County Road or going into town prior to coming into Goodison Park, that's what we've created. But it's been great to be able to blend, you know, that sort of heritage, the club's heritage, within this particular area, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they've done an amazing job and all that. In depth, to the T, sort of researching, so really sort of looks like it really paid off, because it just looks like a phenomenal achievement. How it all looks, and
it's really, really detailed, and you know, it's imperative for us. You know, our fans, you know, we were just talking about it then. Some of our fans, season tickets 30, 40, 50 plus years. Certainly met a few that have come through the showroom, existing members or season ticket holders. So it's paramount to us, you know, that they're able to have this foundation to select their future memberships, because it's such a big decision, you know, to be moving into the new stadium.
And as we've been told here, it's just so unique as well, isn't it? Perhaps no other new stadiums might not be built in the Premier League for the next sort of decade longer, perhaps. So to really make that blueprint and that imprint and making our mark, it makes you feel really special as an Evertonian to see all this. And it's a great opportunity for Evertonians to enjoy the experience inside the club, as you've been discussing over the last however long now, hour or so we've been here.
It's you know, anyone who comes in is blown away. So it's being met with unanimous approval. Glad that you've enjoyed it today. It's, as you say, in terms of the new stadium, it's such an iconic new hall, something that we're all excited about.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit more about Kendall Social?
Yeah, so Kendall Social is within, basically under the umbrella of Village Street. So as we said, for Village Street, that one area, it's multi-establishment. So as opposed to it just Kendall Social just being one area, one membership area, it's underneath that umbrella. So you could go into Kendall Social, that'll be a bit more of a vibrant area. We'll have live music there, acoustic sets, pre-match, post-match, and then you can move into Dixie Sports Bar. So if you wanted to, you know, watch the early match, the Formula One, whatever sports on the TV prior to the match or post-match. And then we've got these traditional pubs, so the way we were talking about design with our fans' rituals in mind. If you want that bit more of an intimate atmosphere, intimate ambience, you can go in the fans' pub or the Queen's Head pub, as I say, and that's been designed as a nod to the, you know, the heritage with the Queen's Head was.
Yeah, I love the look of the Queen's Head, and a bit of an old man when it comes to pub, but not to expect an old man sort of atmosphere in there. You know, it's really beautifully done. All looks fantastic. It's great to cater for all these different options, because you don't really have that around Goodison Park now in terms of you're able to go into town for these sort of things, you know. So to be able to bring all that, as you guys have all been discussing to us throughout this whole sort of experience, which has been amazing and immersive. It's really sort of capturing it for us, and
getting everyone's imagination. So I think as this goes live, I think people will be so excited to see and hear what's going on here. It's really, really exciting development.
Yeah, it's great. Again, it's great to have the feedback from yourself. It's as I said, it's paramount. You know that we're all happy moving forward to this new stadium, and we can see more and more of our supporters are just getting really excited about it. We can see it's, you know, the actual sort of structure is there now. But
yeah,
constantly looking at the updates, everyone's really excited.
I think
it's great to hear the positive feedback.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's been done so well. You're not really hearing anybody saying like, "Oh, I don't want to leave Goodison anymore." People don't want to leave, but yeah, when they're seeing what they're moving into, the excitement far outweighs, and it's such an exciting time for everyone. And well done everyone for doing such a brilliant job of it. So yeah, really looking forward to getting in there and experience some of this, because it looks absolutely fantastic. So yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really good to hear from Luke, and really nice fella there. So yeah, so this is the Village Street, and the plans look fantastic in terms of, and how much they really thought about it. I was really intrigued to hear about the Queen's Head pub area that they're building in there, because that's a big nod to the Everton Heritage. The guys at the Everton Heritage Society will know obviously all about that, but if anyone doesn't know, that's the name of the pub where Everton were formed, and St Domingo's as a club, as Luke was just saying there. So it's great that they thought of that. And then the other bars, the Dixie Dean Sports Bar, the Kendall Social, which is like a like one of them sort of like beer hall sort of street foody sort of places. And then there's another pub which is going to be fan named as well. So it's but in terms of the name of the sort of brand, all, it's the idea obviously being it's a bit all encompassing. And what's really, really good about this area is like obviously and by the way, somebody did say we're really trying to work away from the terms corporate and hospitality and stuff like that, because it feels a bit sort of like, you know, you got a round table and you got your four walls and like, you know, and making it more about like experience and social and that sort of stuff, you know. And I think they said it was so they're looking to like they'll be selling 70% of these for people who want to do this all the time. And you got like the idea is you can walk around, you don't have to go, right, I want to be in the Dixie Dean Sports Bar, that's all I'm going to do. It's, oh, you might want to go to the Dixie Dean Sports Bar, or you can go around to the Kendall Social, or you can go, oh, let's have a beer in the Queen's Head, and this is 3 hours before kickoff, an hour or so after kickoff, all your food and drink included, and all that sort of stuff. Sounds like I'd look forward to hopefully doing that. But but obviously a lot of people, it's that a lot of people won't want to part with that much money to do that. Obviously, this doesn't come cheap. Somebody won't be able to afford to do it. A lot of people won't want to do it all the time each week. So 70% of the availability is for that. And then they're keeping 30% aside for people who might just want to do it on a special occasion, or, you know, just say you're coming over for the game and think, oh, I want to, you know, might want to treat myself for something like that, or a birthday, or just people just fancy doing it every so often. So I think that's a really, really good move, because it doesn't mean, you know, because I guess the feeling might be from a lot of people that the sort of corporate side is a bit of a club which you can't really get into, such as Everton's lack of corporate hospitality availability at Goodison Park. So it just makes it really, really well encompassing for all. And I think as people sort of see the plans for all the different various bars and how they look and how they work within the whole facility, just looks incredible. And just really, really, really excited one to give them a bit of a go. But obviously, just now you're seeing more of the new stadium, the excitement's really sort of gone up a fair few notches for me, particularly having seen this. And I know a lot of people are very excited about the stadium, but as people see a lot more over this week or so as it's launched, I think they'll be very, very excited too. So strongly encourage people to have a look and have an open mind as to whether, you know, it's worth sort of trying to have a look and seeing if it's something that you might be interested in, because it's really worth a look. And I think we're all very excited for the new stadium, and just can't wait to get looking forward to the day to say goodbye to Goodison Park. But I mean, that's a thing for a lot of people, but it's certainly something to very much look forward to.
Well, can you imagine the difference between leaving Goodison Park for this and leaving Goodison Park for something like what was on offer in Kirby? It just, there's no comparison. I think I've put on Twitter a while ago, I said that I've been sort of taking big breaks between watching the drone footage just so that the next time I see it, you know, I'm that much more surprised. But now I just can't help myself. I watch almost every one now because it, I mean, I'm just, and I get goosebumps every time I watch it now because it really, I mean, it's coming together so, well, so fast it seems, but also, I mean, it just, it is, you know, to a T exactly what Dan Meiss's, you know, designs look like. And now with this, obviously, you're starting to get an idea, be able to imagine what it's going to be like inside as well.
Yeah.
Which obviously adds that other dimension, that other feeling that it is getting close. Just for clarification, obviously, there's the all experiences section on the EvertonStadium.com website has, you know, obviously four other restaurant offerings on there. So this is a different tier. There are various tiers of, you know, I don't want to use the word hospitality, but you
yeah,
know, you know, offerings at the stadium. This Village Street one is the most accessible one, I would imagine.
That's a good way to put it. Accessible, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So the ones on, I think, Trinity Place which is where the East Stand will be or is. That's like the real sort of like that's your best seats in the house. Them sort of like the real, yeah, like, you know, that sort of perhaps the more premium ones, and they're all sold out as far as I'm aware. They're not.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, they're all done as far as I'm aware. There. So there's that. So yeah, this is the launch of what we call the Village Street, and that encompasses them three before it'll be. There's still one to be named yet, because that's going to be, I guess there'll be some sort of vote from the fans or something. They're going to roll that out at some point, presumably very soon. Yeah, so this is the, like you say, the more accessible option, which is launched today. So I'm sure you'll be finding out all about it from your various news sources. So yeah, the Village Street area, and that's the one just more accessible. So it's not, for clarification, it's not something like you can't just walk up on match day and go, oh great, I want to go here. It's obviously, as I said. You can sign up. It is a first come, first serve basis. You can, people have already sort of applied on the waiting list, etc. for it. Or expressed an interest for it rather. But yeah, like I say, 70% of people, just 70% of the capacity will be taken up by season ticket holders who want that experience every match day. But it's great, like I say, 30% of it, and I'm not 100% on the actual numbers. I'm sorry in terms of how many that accounts for. But it's good that a significant portion has been left. You know, it's a sort of thing. I personally wouldn't be looking to sort of like go in for the whole sort of like that wouldn't be part of my match day every single game. For various reasons, it looks absolutely amazing, but I'd certainly be in that category of like, oh, but I'd like to go once in a while, and like, yeah, it's like, yeah, oh, it's 100, yeah, yeah, it's a mate's birthday, yeah, oh, that's what, go to the game, or yeah, you know, yeah, so I don't know anything about the cost. We didn't speak about prices, etc. That wasn't something that was on the agenda there, but again, that'll all be coming, if that isn't available now, it'll be coming out anytime soon. I think it's just a great option for people. I think that's a thing. And obviously, given how quickly the corporate, I'm saying that again, the hospitality, them words, given how quickly them the other ones, the more premium ones, which are much more expensive, I understand, have sold, then yeah, I think the uptake should be very, very high for this, I imagine. But as I say, it's great that there's keeping it all encompassing, and that there is like 30% can come as and when they sort of are able to, you know what I mean? So it's like I say, it is the increased accessibility. And I think it's great because not as many people as would have liked to have been able to experience hospitality at Goodison Park there you go. Yeah. So it's, because for a number of reasons, really, largely being that there's not a great amount of it available. So they seem to really hit the nail on the head, and as everyone will be able to see from the images and the CGIs, it really does back that up. So it's really looking good. One thing they said is, they really want to improve that experience. I mean, coming to, you go to Goodison Park now, or a lot of stadiums now, if you are going down at half time, you got to make that, if you want to go for a drink, you might have to make that choice between do I go to the bathroom, the toilet, or do I go and get a pint? Because you haven't really got time.
Exactly.
So it's just about increasing that, improving that overall experience. So this goes for like not just the people obviously who are going to take up the this category of dare I say it, hospitality. But the also match, the match going fans, I think, like, you know, people shouldn't expect to have to wait to go for the beer, to get a beer and to wait for food. Yeah. It should all be very rapid, very quick. I haven't seen the ins and outs of how all that will work, but yeah, they've got grand plans for that, I'm sure. So it's all looking really spectacular, and we'll see more and more of it over the coming months. So it's all looking very good, and yeah, it was great to go along. Really, yeah, thank you again for the opportunity, and yeah, look forward to seeing it. But it was a great experience to see it all.
Yeah, I've had the grub in the media room at Goodison Park, but I haven't had the corporate hospitality.
I've been a few times. I've got I've got a mate who sometimes can send a ticket my way, which is which I'm obviously always very grateful for. It's great, the hospitality as it is now in the stands, but yeah, I think it's just obviously the whole experience. I suppose to a way that they're a little limited to what they can do at Goodison Park right now in terms of hospitality.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll certainly be brought up several notches. But yeah, how's the food in the media? I've actually been there once or twice, the media lounge. I know what the food's like.
Yeah. And I think it was spaghetti and meatballs next to Stan Collymore, I think. We sat and ate in silence because he was poring over his phone, I think, at the time. He was very much laser focused on that.
No, I had some soup on a cold day next to Richard Buxton once. I think that's the highlight. Yeah.
You know, you start imagining when you get to the ground now, you start imagining that big fan plaza, which has obviously got that facade, but then there's obviously the facade on the other side that faces the Mersey. I mean, it's the amount of space that there's going to be to kind of congregate outside the ground and just sort of be there to sort of soak it up pre-match, compared to obviously the tight confines of Goodison, and we've got the little fan zone behind the park end, but this is going to be completely different, and it's just, you're going to be by the water, and it's, I don't know, I mean, on certain match days you can almost feel like it's going to be like a carnival, like if we're doing well, and I don't know, it's like I said, I'm getting goosebumps again.
But yeah, it just looks incredible, and yeah, you can see gigs there as well. One thing, like, in comparison with, like, say, the Tottenham stadium is, like, that's all very digital, all the sort of signage and that sort of stuff, because it's a cater for, you know, other events, NFL and, you know,
NFL, and exactly. That.
Yeah. So Desti didn't want to go that way with Everton. It's more, you know, it's obviously more printed signage, making it much more synonymous with Everton rather than it being and that's not a dig at Tottenham whatsoever. They've created. I haven't been there yet. I hope to go for the game next month. But they've created an amazing stadium. From everybody who goes, just comes back saying, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I think So if anything, you know, maybe we'll have something a little better. If anything around that ballpark, then we've certainly hit the nail on the head. I think that's for sure. So yeah, it's all looking very good. And again, as I've said about 100 times on this podcast, I'm really looking forward to seeing it firsthand in there one time, once it all comes about. So yeah, I think, like everybody, like a lot of people think, it'd be very, very sad to leave Goodison Park. You still can't quite imagine it somehow, leaving Goodison Park. But the excitement is really building to Bramley Moordock, and not long to go at all. So yeah, it's good. Again, great to get an insight into it.
Absolutely, yeah. Just before we wrap up, there's been a bit of a debate on Twitter the last day or so about when we should move into Bramley Moor Dock, depending on when it is open and available. Should we finish the season at Goodison Park, or should we move into the new stadium as soon as it is ready, at whatever point that is during the 2024-25 season? Or do we wait longer to give Goodison that full send-off?
Well, we're talking about a year away, aren't we, I think? So it'll be like the beginning of the 24-25 season. They didn't give us any insight, by the way. I've got no info on, like, dates of it.
Yeah.
Going to be ready, anything like that. So, I think once it's ready, you have to move into it, really. Maybe in an ideal world, it's available in the summer, and we can move straight in at the start of the new season. But you can't have this, you can't build this massive, huge, beautiful new stadium and then keep it empty for, and lose out on all that potential revenue and all that sort of thing.
Exactly,
this needs paid. But, so Yeah, maybe in an ideal world it would be mid-season, but before the beginning of a season. But realistically, once it's ready, they'll be straight in there with a thought. I can't really see any. I don't know if they'll put that to the supporters and given the vote. Haven't been quite good at that sort of thing traditionally, but I think even so, I think most people would sort of see the need to sort of move straight into it. So I think that there was asked that. I think somebody was saying that, even if it was just one, last game of the season, I mean, either the win to stay up, but that's still move into it. You know, if it was like the matches like that came from it. So from somebody in there. So I think it would just have to be done ASAP. Really, I can't really see any real alternative. What do you think?
I think ultimately the need for revenue will trump all considerations. You know, if it's an opportunity to get the match day coffers and boost those almost overnight, I think you do it.
Yeah.
Leaving Goodison, yes, it'd be nice to give it the full send off at the end of a season and complete the campaign. But I mean, I think there's never going to be a good time to leave it. It's going to be heart wrenching when we do. Yeah, I just think that, you know, the revenue will be the main driver behind the decision.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think as well, I'm just thinking about it as well, like looking at the model and the plans, you can really sort of see, I know everyone's just seeing everything, it's nothing new, but you can really see how it will contain atmosphere very, very well. It's Goodison Park, it can create a heck of an atmosphere, but it is quite open, really, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, so like here, we're just like the roof, the way it can contain thing, it can, and they've done it well enough for like the crowd to be close enough to the, to the pitch to make it. So that you know, there's still a bit on top of the players, you know, and obviously the stand is very, very steep, and you can see it really, really building up a good cauldron of atmosphere, you know what I mean? So just so hopefully teams have, and we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer, but yeah, we've seen clubs that have moved to new stadiums really struggle, haven't we, over, you know, like to adapt to the new surroundings and that, but hopefully such as the atmosphere and that, such as the way it's been built and generated, hopefully that just makes that big difference to sort of help the players seamlessly move into it. Hopefully it shouldn't be, you know, however many games in the season it is, hopefully it shouldn't be too much of a sort of problem, you know, in terms of form and that sort of stuff. And as we do that, I can't speak highly enough of the experience and how amazing it looks like it's going to be. So, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, definitely, I think we'll be moving straight into it.
Brilliant. Well, there you go, Blues. I'm sure by now, with all the information out there from the club, that you've been poring over it all and maybe planning your match day experiences at the new ground when it's open. Nice job, Paul. Great to hear all about it. Stay tuned for when we're back with our regular content. Until then, as always, take care. Thanks for listening. And up the toffees.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.